one and all, it's Bill Liff, it's Wendy Snyder, it's 720 WGN, and ringmaster and founder of the Midnight Circus, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Jenkins. Do you get hyped when you hear this music?
It gets me excited every
time. It does, right?
I'm ready to juggle.
Thank you for coming back, Jeff, by the way.
And we'll talk about the Midnight Circus, but you brought a little someone with you, huh?
I did. I brought my son and my collaborator and someone who has far more talent than I do, Max Jenkins.
Has the dynamic, for people who don't know, Maxwell plays the role of Will Robinson in the new version of Lost in Space. Has the dynamic at home changed at all since he has gotten this TV role?
You know, he never cleaned his room and he still does.
Good for you.
Smart. Very smart.
I feel like home is still home for me. Chicago
sure.
will always be my home. I live in Vancouver some of the months, but, you know, I still go to my public school that I've gone to since kindergarten.
Oh.
And I intend on finishing out eighth grade there.
Yeah. So the only difference is that your parents aren't allowed to look directly at you. You've explained that to us. and they must peel grapes for you at all times.
Only red M&Ms.
That's it. That's
all right, so most kids are going back to school either this week, today, or next week. You're going back to your job.
I go back to Vancouver on Wednesday to go film, but I come back a week or two after to start the school year. I'm in a circus with my family. We raise money for the parks. It looks like I get to come back for at least half of the shows, maybe more. So, you know, that's great. I get the best of both worlds, which is really fun.
All right, so the circus kicks off this weekend, the Midnight Circus.
We do. Saturday, Garfield Park, 3 p.m. Yes, indeed.
Garfield Park was in the news recently. There was a shooting involving some kids playing basketball. It's scary to people.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, for us, the mission of Midnight Circus in the Parks, and this has always been the mission, it's creating community one circus at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And the show is spectacular. It is world class. But more importantly, we bring communities together in their local park to celebrate each other and to create a real common bond. And we're going to be doing that in Garfield. And then after that, we go down to the McKinley Park, and then we take it down to Inglewood at Hamilton Park, and then we take it all across the city. So our commitment to doing our work has never wavered. But it's something our city's got to
address. Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah.
The world of circuses has changed dramatically in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Because of animal treatment, a lot of circuses have just shuttered up.
They have.
How has it changed you guys in any way, shape, or form?
Our circus has always featured, you know, world-class acrobats and world-class kids
who
don't clean their room.
Yeah.
but, you know, a big part of what I do outside the circus is animal and people welfare. Yeah, and I've always been deeply and heavily involved in that. So the only animal performers we have are two spoiled, rescued, performing pit bulls, Rosie Ray and Junebug. And they actually just featured us on Pet Tales magazine on the cover.
Oh, yeah?
A great story about their journey, through their lives in the circus. So for us, my pets are as spoiled as they can be, but they also are a great conduit to reaching people in the community.
Good.
All right. You are a great man, Jeff, because here's why. You rescued dogs. You're bringing back a bond and community to different neighborhoods. How did you get started doing all this? Have you always been this nice?
Well, I've always been politically active and civically engaged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like it's our duty, particularly in a city like Chicago, to look out for one another. Me and my wife founded this circus years ago, and we came to the realization that we could probably do a lot of good, not only in our community, but across our city with it. So we have. And we're committed.
Was there any of this in your childhood? Did you do anything circus related as a child? How did you fall into this?
No, I grew up very kind of blue collar.
Yeah.
Middle class for sure.
Yeah.
Me and my brothers and sisters. So no one had aspirations of running away to join the circus or being an actor or a dancer or anything. So I
never tried to jump on a boxcar or anything.
No, but I got smitten with it at about fourth grade. It was something I always wanted to do.
What happened in fourth grade that made you fall in love with it?
We used to go to Ringling Brothers every year.
Yeah,
and I went
at the Medina
grade.
Temple?
Yeah, in the old stadium.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and,
sure.
And then one of the clowns caught me sneaking backstage, and rather than kicking me out, he actually invited me to hang out backstage.
Yeah.
And then, fast forward 20-some-odd years, that clown, Sean Emery, had a daughter named Ariel Emery, who is now a world-class hula hooper in the Midnight Circus, and she lives in Chicago.
Wow, that came full circle.
Yeah.
for loop,
like a hula hoop. Loop.
Ariel and my sister and I and one of our other performers actually went to the Beyonce concert last Saturday. And yeah. That was super fun.
Was that great?
Yes. Yeah. Uncle Mike got him tickets and I said, Ariel, this is all you.
Perfect. Yeah. That's perfect. Wendy and I have discussed this on the show more than once, never with you guys here, though. There's a nervousness around clowns for a lot of people. Is that founded or unfounded?
My wife was not a fan of clowns.
No?
You know, and then when she told her father, who's a doctor, that she was going to marry one, well, that didn't go over well. You know, I understand that with folks, certainly. But, you know, the clowns on our show are very, you know, they're very human. They're very relatable.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't around outlandish wigs or grotesque makeup.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's unique about Midnight Circus. You know, everyone comes and you're right there and you're the tent is very intimate and you can literally reach out and touch the performers.
Yeah.
So.
What kind of acts will be there?
Oh, boy. It everything from, you know, aerial silk, aerial hoop, Russian bar, tumbling, hoop diving, juggling. Some of our performers who are with us for many years, they went away to Europe and traveled, and then they just competed in the Montreal, or the Festival Cirque du Dimanche, which is kind of the Olympics of circus, and they came away with medals, and they're bringing those acts back. So you are going to see just spectacular, world-class theatrical circus right there in your neighborhood park.
I'm guessing, Jeff, when you do what you do, you have to create a balance between the nostalgia of circuses of old and update it and change things every once in a while. How do you find that proper balance?
You know, I leave that to my wife, who is our artistic director, who has a great feel for that. You know, Max and Sam, our kids, are tapped into that.
Yeah.
And the performers we hire, you know, they're young, they're contemporary, they're cutting edge. We nod our hat to, you know, the circuses of yesteryear, but we keep it, you know, we keep it real. It's modern. And, you know, that's why 20,000 Chicagoans come out every year from Inglewood to Roseland to McKinley Park up to Wells Park and Oriole. There's something for everybody.
Yeah, great.
I don't know if you watch Baskets, but you should, with Zach Galifianakis and Louis Anderson. It's Zach plays two brothers, two twins, and one of them is involved in the circus. And you really should watch the show.
Baskets?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Have you seen that, Max?
Enjoy
no.
It.
Okay.
No.
What's it on? Like I got to check that
is
out.
Is it on Netflix or... I don't know. I'll find out for you.
Would I be able to watch it?
I don't know. It might be a little too
mature.
Yeah. Watch it with Wendy and I, and we'll tell you when to put your head... Put your head down. You can't see this scene.
Gotcha.
Does being in the circus help you with all your other acting roles?
I've been in the circus since, you know, as far as I can remember. Since I was 3 years old, I was in the Midnight Circus. So
what'd you do at 3 years of age?
My dad would bring me out from the audience, and I mean, I was, of course, so tiny back then. He could fit both of my feet in one of his hands, and he would hold me up.
Oh.
That was my little
circus debut.
Little circus debut. And then, you know, I of course, like, grew from that.
Yeah.
And did a partner acrobatic act with my dad. And now I do my own solo act where I balance on this board with a tube under it. And it
I've rolls seen those in circuses.
I stack two layers on it. I juggle, jump rope on it. And
that's incredible.
Yeah.
But so some part of that, I guess, translates to what you do, like on Lost in Space or any other acting, because you must be fearless, right, to some extent.
Yeah. I mean, in Lost in Space, there's a ton of stunts.
Yeah.
And a ton of CGI. And, I mean, the stunt part, of course, helps having a circus background, but we have an amazing stunt team there, too.
Yeah.
And
look at Tom Cruise, though. He does his own stunts.
Yes, he does his own
and,
stunts. Wendy and I, too. We do all of our stunts during the show.
I saw you sit down without the assist of anyone.
Yeah, it's all me.
And, well done.
The CGI, of course, helps, too, because in the circus, in our circus at least, there's a big imagination factor of imagining what's not there, creating your own world.
Yeah.
And, you know, that helps with Lost in Space a ton.
Sure. I can imagine.
Boy, you haven't missed a moment of school or anything. You're intelligent, you're personable, you're really a well-rounded individual. At how old?
13.
God, we're screwed.
Yep.
We're too old.
Too old.
Too old.
All right, more discussion with Jeff and Maxwell Jenkins. Stick around. That's coming up in just a moment. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN. Everything's at night now, Wendy.
I'm okay with
that. The night market, the midnight circus. No more day stuff. Everything's at night.
Yeah, but that's when you are fully awake.
I'm alive.
I'm kind of okay.
I like it.
With that. Jeff Jenkins in the studio with us, ringmaster and founder of the Midnight Circus, and his son, Maxwell Max Jenkins, who plays Will Robinson in Netflix's Lost in Space. The Midnight Circus in the parks, opening day this Saturday, August 25th, Garfield Park. Where do people go for tickets or more information on the dates, Jeff?
MidnightCircus.net is where they want to go. Let's get those tickets. Let's get it sold out.
And basically, you're just bringing a circus into someone's neighborhood who normally wouldn't have something like that. And people just, it's pretty crowded, isn't it?
We sell out every show across the city. You know, we partner with the park advisory councils and the aldermen and community leaders. We're part of the Night Out in the Parks endeavor, you know, Mayor Manuel and the Chicago Park District's endeavor. So it's all about bringing communities together, making the park a safe space. And, you know, we have the offshoot where we're also raising money for the park advisory council.
And your audience is comprised of pretty much everybody, isn't it?
Oh, from age 3 to 103, we get everybody. Yeah. But we get them from the community. We know our demographic is people walk over to the circus in their community.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it's about.
Did you see the movie The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman?
I watched most of it.
What'd you think?
I was entertained.
Yeah.
Yeah. Max, you want to weigh in?
I liked it. Yeah. I thought...
He's wildly talented.
Yeah.
I thought the songs were really fun.
Weren't they?
The songs were very fun.
It may be the best circus movie I've ever seen.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And Max, you mentioned you're in the circus, your sister, your mom. What does your sister do?
My sister is, she's the star of the show. I mean, she really is amazing.
Sam Jenkins.
Sammy Ray Jenkins. She does this amazing aerial hoop act where there's this steel hoop called a lira.
Yeah.
And they hang it from this from the top of the tent, and she does tricks and stuff on it. And she also does a wide range from like clowning and doing partner acrobatics and everything you can imagine.
How old is she?
She's 10.
Oh my
almost
God.
11.
11 in 2 weeks.
11, wow. Yeah. September 5th is her birthday.
What a family. I mean, do you have like trapeze or something hanging in your basement where you guys can practice?
We do.
The hoop?
There is some aerial apparatus in the living room there to practice. Yeah. And then our studio is right behind our home. It's right there in the North Center neighborhood. That's where we practice. You can walk by the house and you'll see people in the backyard flipping and flying.
Really?
And for that.
Most people just have a trampoline. They got a whole...
What if you had a child that wanted no part of this? Wouldn't that be crazy?
I would say wonderful. Get that law degree. And,
wow.
You know, I mean, you know, I think with any parent, you know, you want to find what your kids love and that they're good at and you support it.
Yeah.
You know, Max kind of, you know, he fell into this Netflix thing, and you know, some kids do travel soccer, some do travel baseball. He does travel Netflix. It's working out pretty great. It's given him a big life. So,
and Jeff, you mentioned that you've been kind of a political activist and doing things politically for quite some time, and now you're jumping in a little deeper.
I am jumping in a little deeper. I've been, you know, civically engaged and politically engaged my whole life in my community, in my city, and I'm taking a bigger step, and we're running for alderman of the 47th ward. It's time.
I'm not the first to point this out to you, but politics and the circus are kind of the same, aren't they? You know that.
I've heard that on more than one
occasion.
I'm
sure of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure
All right,
of it.
Now 47th Ward, I don't even know what ward I'm in. So, Burt Ward, I guess.
Are you in the Burt Ward?
So, what area does that cover? 47th
Ward? You know, North Center, Lincoln Square, Ravenswood, you know, that whole area up there.
Yeah. And there's no reason to believe you can't do both. You can do them both simultaneously.
Well, you know, the idea behind, you know, our community building arts organization is always to grow it and to build it. And this is the 12th year. And you know, ideally, you pass the reins off. We've created something that's really sustainable and has touched nearly every community in Chicago. And I'd like to hand that off. And I'd like to focus now on some of the other work that I'm really passionate about.
Excellent.
For me, it's always been a life of service in my community and my city.
Yeah.
And, you know, the same traits that I bring to building the circus and advocating for public schools, I would bring to public office.
Oh, good. That's excellent. Yeah. Max,
do we have to sign something? Do you have a clipboard or anything? That
Having us on and having us talk about, you know,
enough.
The circus and this little endeavor is more than enough. Thank you.
Maxwell, since you got the role of Will Robinson in the new version of Lost in Space, have you been recognized? Have you been walking down the street and somebody sees you and go, I know you from TV. Does that happen ever?
I mean, now and again, I'll run into someone who recognizes me. And, you know, it's always been super fun because,
sure.
You know, with Lost in Space, one of the main things about it is it appeals to such a wide range of audiences, old, young. It doesn't matter where you live, what race or culture you are.
Yeah.
So, you know, one day I'll run into this little kid who loves the show and looks up to Will Robinson and his robot.
Yeah.
And then I'll run into, you know, a parent of a little kid who watched the show growing up that loved Will and the robot. So,
right.
You know, that's been the true joy of, yeah, you know, filming it.
Yeah. 815 just texted in, love the new Lost in Space. When will new episodes be available?
I am Lost in Space, you know, I go back Wednesday to start filming season 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
when does
new
it
episodes
drop?
Are
it'll be a while. They got to film 10 and they got to edit them. So yeah, hang tight.
And right, then, you know, you add that CGI factor in too. That takes a while, and
yeah,
it's hard work for everyone on the shoot.
Oh, sure.
So,
yeah,
you know, it'll hopefully, I hope late 2019, mostly because I just want to see it. get to watch it with my friends, get lost in Lost in Space.
That's
again.
Cool.
Can I tell you one of the best things is they do a lot of stuff that it's reminiscent of what happened on the first version of it, but they throw twists in it. For instance, John and Maureen, the parents, are married, but they're not happily married, mm-hmm, you know, and you find that out. And Dr. Smith has got a lot of problems going on. I did in the first one, too, but these are a whole new set of problems.
Yeah.
So they keep paying tribute to the old one and making it bigger and better. It's excellent.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's...
I'm going to give you full credit on that. I have a feeling that's all you're doing.
No, we have an amazing team of writers, producers, and directors who...
Yeah.
And, you know... the camera department, every department involved.
They're all good.
They pitch in, they you know, hold their own weight, and more.
Mm-hmm.
And it all comes together because of everyone.
Bill's had, you know, he's a film student. I just watch TV, and I don't think about all those behind-the-scenes people. I just think about the stars and who's acting. So a lot goes into it. The new Lost in Space Season 2 coming soon.
Yeah, hopefully.
Sort of soon. And the Midnight Circus, go to midnightcircus.net. How many parks are you performing at, Jeff?
Well, actually, we're doing 9 different parks this year. We added a whole weekend of shows, and we've added a bunch of Friday night shows because the demand has been overwhelming, which we're really pleased about.
Good.
More
very,
people.
Very good.
And Max, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Break a leg, as they say.
Thank you.
Break a hoop, I guess. I should say.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming up. Good
Thank
luck
you.
With everything.
Awesome.
Thank you for having us back.
A quick break, some news, and then a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.